ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षम् ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतम् वदिष्यामि सत्यम् वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अथ सीक्षाध्यायः वर्णस्वरः मात्राबलम् सामसन्तानः इत्युक्तः सीक्षाध्यायः यस्टर्डे ऐ सेड् अण्टिल् बलम् ऐ केम् ऐ मूव्ड् आन् वि हाड् टु सी नम साम अण्टिल् बलम् वि सा वाट् इस् वर्णः स्वरः मात्रा बलम् These four aspects form part of the science of phonetics. Especially, they had to be strictly followed in learning to chant the Veda mantras. And now, Sama. The next topic discussed is Sama. What is Sama? Shankaracharya writes, Samatha. Sama is the original word. The meaning written by Shankaracharya is Samatha. What is Samatha? So maintenance of uniformity in reciting is accomplishable. So the uniformity in recitation is accomplishable only by repeated chanting. The uniformity in recitation can be accomplished only by repeated chanting. And the rule for this topic of Sama is given by Shastram itself. So when a person is given to the discipline of recitation of mantra repeatedly, in order to memorize all the mantras, then the Shastram allows that such a chanting for memorizing to be fast. The person who wants to repeatedly chant for memorizing, if he is fast, it's okay. But when the very same mantra is used for recited as a part of the performance of a ritual, then definitely it is not right to chant it fast. Why? The reason is given. If a person chants the mantras fast during the performance of rituals, then the sounds will get mixed up. The fast chanting will make the letters mix. So the letters will get mixed up. Once the letters get mixed up, thereby the swaras also will get mixed up. The swaras also will get mixed up. Therefore, it is compulsory when the mantras are chanted for a performance of a ritual or a puja, it is very important to maintain the medium speed. And when a teacher is teaching the student, and his recitation cannot be even medium, it must be slow, because the student has to learn to get the letters correctly, and he also has to understand the swaras correctly. So for enabling the student to learn the swaras and letters correctly, while teaching, the teacher need not be, should not be fast, even medium. His speed must be slow. This is the is what we need to understand for this sama. Okay. One more thing we have, santanaha. Yesterday we learned four factors. Now today we learned one more sama, santanaha. What is santanaha? Santanaha, Shankaracharya writes, santanaha is a masculine gender, masculine word. Santatihi. Santatihi. Santatihi also means lineage of family. Here, continuity of letters. Another word Shankaracharya gives is samhita. Santatihi, santanaha, samhita and sandhihi. Shankaracharya gives these meanings. So if you take any Veda mantra, every mantra there must be words, and every word must have letters. Every word must have letters following one another, like in any language. When the coming together of letters, close proximity of letters, is called santanaha. When a word following another word comes, so when letters come together in a word, or when words come together also, there is a process of combining happens, and this process of combining the two different words or letters when necessary is called samhita. So we have to pay very attention to this fact. See, conjunction, the English word conjunction actually means in English language only combination of words. In Sanskritam, conjunction means also combination of letters. Because in English, two consonants may not come together. And mostly we have vowels here. Because we have more vowels. So, it's important to remember that the word samhita means, instead of having meaning, taking English translation as conjunction, better to keep the word samhita as samhita. Even though we can use the term conjunction, but it's better to have it. So, the process of combining definitely happens and involving a Sanskrit grammar rule. And the process of combination of letters involving grammatical rules is called Sandhi rules, which we already are exposed to this Sandhi rules. Of course, Sandhi is, we have Visarga Sandhi, we have Hal Sandhi, we have Ach Sandhi, combination of vowels, combination of consonants, combination of vowels and consonants, combination of Visarga, when what the changes happen, and the Visarga comes in between, etc. We will be learning, we are still learning. So, the combination of letters also is compulsory. We have to make a note. Because when letters come together within a word, then sandhis, this combining them is important. When the root has a prefix, and the combination of root and the prefix also involves sandhi. It means it is important to make a sandhi. You can't do them separately to get the complete meaning. But when a commentator has a choice, when he writes the commentary, he can break the sandhis and explain the meanings. Otherwise, in chanting, sandhi should not be broken. You must chant them together. Okay. With this, six chapters of six different topics which constitute the discipline of pronunciation of letters is over. And Shankaracharya writes towards the end, Yeshahi Sikshitavye Sikshitavyorthaha. If you break it, Eshaha hi Sikshitavyaha Arthaha. I'm in the class, Nalibet. Yeshaha hi Sikshitavyaha Arthaha. What does it mean, Eshaha? Eshaha means this one topic in terms of Siksha. This one big topic, Siksha, consisting of six allied topics. As Varnaha, Swaraha, Matra, Balam, Sama, Santanaha, etc. The one topic consisting of six allied topics should be taught. It must be taught in the science of phonetics. It must be taught. Okay. When he says artha means what? It must be studied. The science of pronunciation must be studied by a student who wants to learn the Vedic chanting. That is what is meant here, Shankaracharya says. Siksha yasmin adhyaye soyam siksha adhyayaha it emuktaha uditaha. Uktaha means uditaha. It has already been mentioned clearly. Thus, the discipline of science of pronunciation is discussed in this first chapter. Therefore, the whole chapter also is known as siksha adhyayaha. But siksha is not going to be the subject matter of the entire chapter. Okay, be careful. The first chapter just is named, given the title as Siksha Adhyayaha, because this topic of Siksha, the pronunciation of sounds, is discussed in this first chapter. But the first chapter, whole chapter, does not discuss the science of phonetics. Okay, Uktaha. Shankaracharya himself says, Upasamharartaha. Why does he say Uktaha? Which means now he is concluding his commentary upon this particular small section consisting of six topics dealing with one main topic of science of phonetics. Finished. Iti Sikshavalyam Dvitiyaha Anuvakaha. Iti Sikshavalyam Dvitiyaha Anuvakaha. Second section in Sikshavalli is over. In the first chapter, entitled as Sikshavalli, second section is over.